This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? These are questions that have never been answered.
I know. You can call in and talk about whatever you'd like. This is freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is a live on-air call-in show. And our telephone number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's me, the captain.
Nobody.
And Ian.
And I would like to take just a moment to thank our amplifier today, Ellen, who is a gold amplifier. Thank you, Ellen. She finds it in her heart to provide $10 a month to our AMP program. That stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can find out more about that at freetalklive.com/AMP. This is a program that allows us to advertise, market, and promote this radio program to get on more radio stations than we currently are broadcast on. The total is about 200 right now, but we could be on 250. We could be on 300 stations. It's really all up to you. Again, find out more at freetalklive.com/AMP. There's some good perks and a variety of ways for you to donate to that program as well. So, we've been talking about many, many, many things, but first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have a mystery unscreened caller.
You don't want to take an unscreened call.
We don't have a dump button.
No,
yet.
We know who it is.
Yeah, you don't want to do
we
that.
Know who it is. It is James in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Fascinating.
What's on your mind today?
The call screener before he even completed the sentence, I'm on already. I know that you'd rather talk to Larry, the incapable guy. But I should like to say, the funny thing about him is, even though he has half the IQ of somebody that boasts he has 150 IQ, Rich Paul, I'm betting money that he's a taxpayer who does more good for society on a daily basis than Rich Paul has done his entire life.
Okay.
What do you think, Captain S?
No. The next word out of his mouth was going to be. So, James, the problem that I have with you, just so everybody who's listening knows, is that you're never fresh. You're never new. You say the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. It's really a
little... Some of us just refuse to listen.
It's really stale. You have managed to alienate, you know, many hosts. You continually threaten the lives of not only the hosts, but their children as well. And, I don't feel like we should have to tolerate that. We do still allow you to call in from time to time. Why, I don't really know, but, there you go. You've had your words. I hope you enjoyed it. So moving right along,
had a drink.
Yeah. Of course, you do have the discretion to just hang up on him as soon as you find out it's James from Arizona.
Yeah, I did that.
That's what
other
my
day.
Solution would be if I heard his. I mean, as it is, as soon as I'm sure it's that James from Arizona, I just take my headphones off because
perhaps
I don't hear
I'm
it.
A sucker and believe too much in human beings, but like.
He's been doing this for years.
Yeah, he has. But, maybe one day he'll call sober, Perhaps one day he'll have, something of substance to talk about. I doubt it. But
is a sober lunatic better than a drunk one? I mean,
at least one can hold a conversation better, I would hope.
He's had a couple of okay calls in the last several months where he's been somewhat lucid and hasn't resorted to threats right out the gate or insults or whatever.
But he gets around to it eventually.
He always does, yeah. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Man's obsessed. It's pathetic.
So we were talking a little bit about
get a life.
China
and other countries
harvesting organs for rich Saudis and
from Muslims.
Yes, specifically.
Halal organs.
Yeah. The extractions were conducted on live victims.
Which I suspect, I mean, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that Muhammad would not agree that this is not a good news. This is not halal. You don't get to...
Well, I don't know. I mean, he believed that it was okay to force a woman to marry you against her will at sword point. So, I mean, he was pretty horrible.
Well, actually, the Muslim religion was progressive for women in its time. I mean, I don't know if it's true what you just said.
Well, I mean, that may be, but all of the major religions were horrible for women
at that time.
From the point of view of actual justice and not whether they were better or worse than other horrible injustices.
Yeah, well, I mean, all you can do is get better from where you are, right? And so if things improved for women under Muslim rule compared to the pagans or whoever it was that was, or the idolaters or whoever it was that they took over from, then that's a step in the right direction. And I could pull up more information about how they improved the rights of women at that time, but I have read about that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say that they were
still
equal.
As,
they weren't.
As, and I take your point from the point of view of, you know, you can only be so much better than your contemporaries before they kill you.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did try to kill the Muslims.
Well, yeah. And, you know, the Muslims tried to kill them right back. There was a lot of killing on all the sides.
There was, but Muhammad's preachings actually said that if your enemy comes and attacks and then turns and runs away, that you aren't supposed to go after them. So his lessons that he was trying to impart were actually self-defense.
Although, I don't know, but the other reason for saying that is that's a great way to ambush somebody, is you send in an insufficient attack, mm-hmm. and then when they chase the survivors out, you then kill their expeditionary force, because, you know, they run out thinking, oh, we're winning, and all overconfident, and then they fall right into a trap. So that may have been tactical.
No,
advice.
It wasn't that, because he also forgave attackers as well and spared their lives. Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're not as it's not as monstrous of a religion as the talking heads on Fox News would have you believe.
Oh, well, no, and from my point of view, you know, Islam and Christianity are pretty much equally
very similar.
I mean they're equally horrible, and Orthodox Judaism as well, in that they're all
they're the Abrahamic religions, I believe, is the category.
I mean, they're all based on the idea that if you hear voices in your head telling you to kill your children and you're a righteous man, you'll kill your children. That's what Abraham was willing to do, and that's what made him the father of that whole set of religions.
The whole thing
is based on a moral abomination.
Nobody, I have to say that the worst religion, of course, is statism. And keeping just within one more point from this article to illustrate that fact of how horrible it is, we're talking about organ harvesting from live people. A surgeon involved described one such extraction from a young man, a prisoner, who had been sentenced to death but was still breathing. The man was a Muslim, a member of the Uyghur minority, and in the mind of the Saudi customer, his organs were halal, religiously appropriate, worth the heavy price paid. So here we have the largest religion, a government, right, that folks believe in, helping out another religion to harvest organs from live human beings. I mean, it doesn't get any more horrifying to me than that, at least not for today.
It's true. And the real common denominator is that all these things are based on the idea that you can force what you believe on other people at gunpoint or sword point, depending on your level of technology.
You're welcome to call in and give us your thoughts. We'll go to your calls coming up. This is Free Talk Live. What do you think about religion? Is government a religion? Do you agree that governments should allow harvesting of organs from people alive? More coming up. 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556, ICAGoldSilver.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogicides.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogicide shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogicides. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. We're midway through the third hour of our Monday night broadcast. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That is 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's myself, L. Captain Kickass, and I am joined by...
the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Ian.
And you can find out more about Nobody at electnobody.com. He's up to some fine shenanigans, and you can find out more there.
It's true. I'd return the favor, but I don't know your URL.
That's all right. It's lcaptainkickass.com. ELCaptainKickass.com. If you care about funny music and want to hear some hilarity, that's some of it's really well produced. I mean, I actually impressed myself. Some of it is very poorly produced as well, which kind of adds to the humor, I think. But, you know, you be the judge. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts momentarily. But first, I wanted to tell you about Liberty Stickers. Do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. I'm always reading bumper stickers. I don't know about you guys when I'm driving down the road because, you know, I mean, driving is kind of boring, right? So checking out people's stickers. Some of them are funny. Some of them are lame. But, you know, everybody's got their preference. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic Liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. That's LibertyStickers.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Peter in California calling in. Peter, you're live on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Wanted to discuss, the other night you guys were talking about the legalization of mushrooms up in the Santa Cruz area.
Yeah, unanimously voted in by the unanimously voted in by the city council recently.
Yeah, I'm so against that. Not only am I against that, I'm against 100% for legal medical marijuana, 100%. But for recreational marijuana, absolutely not. But I'm also...
Why do you want to keep putting people in prison?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think alcohol should be illegal also. And I'm gonna ask
you...
You're
out of your mind.
Well, go ahead. Maybe I'm not.
You definitely...
Let me ask you a question.
Sick.
Is anybody in the studio an addict or ex-addict? Any type of drugs or anything?
I have used drugs, certainly, and I've done everything out there. I definitely had a crack problem for about 6 months a few years ago.
Okay, you've had it, sure.
I was full-on a nicotine addict, least. 15, 18 years, something.
I've drank every night for quite a long time. I quit drinking like that back in August.
Yeah, see, the interesting thing is the way I quit smoking crack, and the reason that I started was to test out the theory that this would work, is by using LSD. I tripped several times, and that's how I gained the willingness, and it caused me to actually see the patterns in my life that were causing the addiction and the general addictive behavior, because even before I started smoking it, I was engaged in other addictive behavior, like chasing girls, and it allowed me to see what was wrong with my thinking that was causing my general obsessive-compulsive behavior.
So you solved your drug addiction with a drug?
LSD was an amazingly... It made a huge difference in my life.
I have a question for Peter. Do you think the manufacturers of pharmaceuticals like Adderall and things like that, do you think those folks should be put in prison?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Okay, I'm going to speak real quick here. This is coming from an ex-addict. I was not only a heavy alcoholic, I had an opiate problem. I've done methamphetamine. So speaking as an serious addict for many, many years, if you were to put opiates on a shelf in Walgreens, legalize it, I might as well just dig my damn grave. And I have a cousin who's a heroin addict. And he agrees with me. You'd be surprised that most heavy duty
opiates
addicts
are on a shelf in Walgreens, dude. It's called hydrocodone.
Okay, true, so I can walk in there
without permission.
Yeah, I can walk in there with $10 and buy it.
Yeah, you see, they have a saying in AA. They say they didn't close the bars. when I got sober. They didn't close the liquor stores. Changing the world didn't solve the problem. Changing me did. And if you haven't gotten to the point where you can walk into a liquor store without buying liquor, then what you need to do is go to some meetings or find some sort of help, because your problem is not resolved. Sobriety without changing who you are is a pointless and temporary exercise.
Well, I've been sober for a year now, so that's okay. Behind me. I don't miss being high at all. I miss the life that came with it. And it destroys lives. Not only that, with legalized marijuana recreationally, it's put more drunks on the road.
Wait a minute. Fewer people are drinking because they're smoking weed instead. So the reality is that there are fewer drunks on the road.
Wait. Peter, how does legalization of marijuana put more drunks on the road? I don't understand how you arrive at that conclusion.
Okay, here we go. When I say drunks, I mean people smoking pot. More people intoxicated.
That's not a drunk.
You guys
that's
don't know
a
what you're talking
person.
About.
No, you don't know what you're talking about, because somebody who is stoned is statistically a safer driver than a drunk person. So how dare you?
That is a joke.
No, it's not.
The scientific studies on.
And then hit that other one, please. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Peter, it was an interesting conversation.
What a shame.
Decided to cuss.
You know, it's just so sad when somebody who's had their own problems in life decides they're going to go ahead and prescribe jail for everybody else that's had the same problem that they have. Maybe they believe that, you know, and we didn't get to this with him, but maybe he spent some time in jail and it was somehow good for him, or at least he's told himself that it was good for him, and he thinks that everybody else should have the same punishment so they can get out of their problems too.
This happens with addicts, though, when they do get sober. Like, there's nothing worse than, like, a former cigarette smoker who is now an evangelist to get smoking out of the world, right? They want to kill tobacco plants. They want to end the tobacco industry. They chastise anybody who may have a pack of cigarettes in their pocket, much less lighting one up or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so when I quit smoking, like, I witnessed all of this previously with, you know, friends. And that kind of thing that I know were addicts or whatever, or who came out of it. And so, you know, it was, like you're saying, it was very difficult for me to, you know, get myself back to a point where, like, I could go into, like, the smoking area of a bar with my beer and hang out with my smoking friends and not have one.
Yeah.
But I did it because I knew that I had to. I had to change myself, which is what nobody's point was. I had to change myself before I could, you know, really function again. But once I did that, it was no big deal. Now I actually don't mind being around smokers. So 855 450 free. More of your calls coming up here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
You can't arrest your way out of this problem. Don't work that way.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. More coming up.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump speaking in Manchester, New Hampshire ahead of the primary, stealing the thunder of some of the very sleepy Democratic candidates, as he calls them. Trump supporters standing in line enduring the cold rain and snow ahead of the event. The president on Twitter saying, hope the fake news, which never discusses it, is talking about the big crowds forming for my New Hampshire rally. They won't, exclamation point. To former Vice President Joe Biden, who continues to amaze on the campaign trail, as he calls a woman...
It's a good question. Number one, I was a Democratic caucus. You ever been to a caucus? No, you haven't. You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. You said you were, but now you got to be honest. I'm going to be honest with you.
The female student, 21 years old, says she was insulted by Biden after she simply asked about his poor showing in Iowa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Once upon a time, there was a small boy who had a small bag of cocaine. Oh, wait, no. That's not for this radio program. That's another thing. That's the story of Little Toot. If you've never heard of it, it's a Dr. Demento special.
Huh.
And you can go Google that if you want to find out more about the story of Little Toot. This, however, is Free Talk Live, and our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you tonight in the studio on this Monday edition, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
Yeah, it's Ian Freeman here.
We got to get you, like...
you've got two words,
some
at least.
Sort of, yeah, you know, it, like something to add on, like, you know, the magnificent Ian Freeman.
No, okay. No?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to...
Well, he's implicitly Ian the Free Talk Live guy, so, you know.
I mean, admittedly, you know, Ian
I've
Freeman...
I've always just been Ian on the radio since my rock and roll DJ days.
Did you have the long hair in the rock and roll DJ?
I did,
days?
Yeah, nice. One time.
Nice.
For a few years.
I I'm bald now, but, like, you know, growing up, I always wanted to have long hair, and my parents were like, no, boys don't have long hair, right? And so I moved out, and I grew it long, and then it didn't look very good anyway. And then one day I noticed the spot, you know what I mean? And I'm like, all right, time to shave it. And then as soon as I shaved my head, all of a sudden I got more play than I ever got at any other point in my life. So I spent all this time wanting to grow long hair so I could get the chicks. Right?
Doesn't work that way. Yeah. Then, girls don't like long hair.
And then I shaved it all off, yeah. And all of a sudden, I got my dream.
I don't know. I don't think you can really say what girls like and what girls don't like.
Well, obviously, but the ones I've known have not liked it.
Right, but of course, you've only lived one lifetime. Okay,
I understand that.
And so there was a time when long hair got you laid.
Mm-hmm.
But that was in the 80s, during the hair metal
thing. I grew up in that
Okay,
time.
That was different. It's not now.
Yeah.
But all of these things fall in and out of fashion, and this is especially true, I think, for females, because a lot of the thing that females consider when they consider how attractive a man is how attractive do other women think he is?
Well,
and I think that's actually probably an evolutionary response, because if you thought that way, your genes were more likely to survive more than one generation.
I have two things to say. One, the more hair you lose, the more head you get. And two, this conversation is receding like my hairline. Before we go back to your calls and thoughts, I want to tell you about ForkFest 2020. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians with all different types of hairlines from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire.
We'll be there.
We will be there. I'll be there. Will you be there, nobody?
I will be there.
Nobody will also be there, so we'll be there.
No, I'll be in charge.
Nobody will be there. And nobody will be in charge. Because ForkFest happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. Not nobody.
No, Jay's not doing it this year. It's me.
That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. P-A-R-T-Y, not A-Y. Just so you know. Let's see. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Surf Daddy from Ventura, California calling. Surf Daddy, you're live on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey,
pretty good.
Hey, what's up with the callers lately? I'm a long-time listener, and I started, I haven't been listening for a while, and I started listening again, and you got some mean people calling in.
We've had some sick ones tonight, man.
Yeah,
people who really believe that they can use violence to change things and help people. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, just mean in general. Like a week or so ago, there's like supremacists calling in with just mean stuff. Just, it's not good dialogue. But
well, we're glad you're here. So bring up the level then.
All right. No, I just calling because I was listening to the story with China and the whole harvesting of organs and all that.
Yeah, speaking of mean people, right?
it kind of boggles my mind in a way that why our country is so tight to what I view as the two of the worst countries on the planet, being Saudi Arabia and China, when it comes to the way they treat their so-called citizens. You made a statement, Ian, where you said, the state is probably the worst religion of all. And I agree with that. It's kind of a good save because I called you about this a couple of years ago. At times it sounds like you're an apologist for Islam in a way, or you don't hold them to the same standard that you would say hold Christianity to.
That's not true at all.
It's just the way it comes across. I would make it like this. There's Republicans and Democrats, they're in the same category as far as I'm concerned. And I know that's how you feel, but a lot of people would agree with that, but they'll say, yeah, but the Democrats are worse, or the Republicans are worse.
I think they're both bad.
But, right. And so, yeah, I'm just kind of
I'm actually more familiar with Christianity. I was raised in a Christian family, but you don't see Christianity getting badmouthed that much in the United States in, you know, mainstream media for the most part, but you sure as hell hear it about Islam, and a lot of it's just junk. I mean, it's just false.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I'm not
here with Christianity. I'm raised Catholic, and you see it all the time, and I'm not going to say it's not true, but it's, you know, they're always talking about pedophilia and the Catholic Church and priests and all that. You know, well, throw some priests in jail. You know, to me, it might be more of a money grab than it is. But I think they get equal bad press. That's what I see. And duly so.
Yeah, so. I mean, on the one hand, I mean, my position is that all of these religions are a terrible idea, but you have every right to believe whatever nonsense you want to believe. So they're terrible ideas, and I will fight to the death for your right to pursue your own chosen terrible idea. Nobody's questioning the right of Christians to be Christians in America, though. In other countries, then, you know, I would still be bad-mouthing in some other countries. I would still be bad-mouthing all the religions, but I would be more defensive of Christians than of Muslims because the majority there was Muslim. So it's always the minority whose rights are trampled.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody got on the air and started saying that Jesus advocated, you know, going around murdering people, I would say that's not my understanding of Jesus, and I would correct them on my understanding of it. But you don't hear that kind of misinformation and just straight up lying in the United States that much about Christianity.
You actually kind of bring up a good point with that, Ian. If you were going to compare the Prophet Muhammad and Jesus Christ, there are two big differences. And I'm not advocating necessarily Christianity here, by the way. But the big, very fundamental difference is Muhammad was a conqueror. He used conquest to spread
Islam. That's not true
either. Whereas Jesus Christ
not
used,
true. Okay.
You know,
mythology, sir. That's a myth.
Thanks
not
for
true.
The call. Thanks for the call, Surf Daddy. We appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. More of your calls and thoughts coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control of the airwaves. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nobody.
It's Ian.
And we've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff. We left off on religion, and I mean, the caller was concerned that sometimes some of the hosts here are a bit, what did he say, apologetic on the subject of the Muslim religion as opposed to, you know, the overall vibe he gets for other religions. And, I mean, I don't know, man. I find them all to be distasteful. You're free to believe, of course, whatever you would like to believe. What my problem really comes in is when your beliefs are forced upon other people, or when those beliefs begin to do harm to other people.
Yeah. And you see, that's why I formed my own church, the first tenet of which is you don't get to force your will on others, to make it very clear that that's what we oppose, not what we're about.
That is beautiful, my brother. Let's go to your calls and thoughts.
I'd just like to, before you do that, the reason I have the perspectives I have is because I've taken the time to actually do some level of study of this religion. When I went to jail for civil disobedience for what was a 3-month sentence, I spent 2 months there.
Right.
I read the Quran while I was in jail. There was a Muslim gentleman who was in the same cell block with me that I did some studying with. And then further after that, Will Coley came to Keene, New Hampshire, who is a Muslim imam.
Right, I remember. He was an entertainer. outstanding host here on the
great
show.
Great host and very knowledgeable. And he was the kind of guy that you could bring up any of this, you know, mythology and about Muslims and about Muhammad too, and he could correct all the misunderstandings that people have about it. Now, that's not to say that Muhammad was this perfect man or anything like that. He's a man. You know, he wasn't perfect, but a lot of the stuff that you hear about on Fox News or the talking head saying in the United States about that religion is just not true.
Well, I mean, there's more to a religion, though, than what it says in the scriptures.
Sure.
And if you look at the practice of Islam, it definitely does involve, for example, cutting the heads off of gay people, okay? When they become
Christians didn't like gay people either.
The majority. Exactly.
They still don't.
And that's and that's also true. And the fact is a lot of Christians in this country would very cheerfully do the same things to gay people. There are parts, but there are
there
other...
was a lady that wanted to take back her vote for Pete Buttigieg when she found out that he was gay.
Well, that's not the same as cutting his head off.
Well, that's true. She can't get away with that.
Butt gag?
Right.
Yeah.
And
am I pronouncing that right?
And
I don't know.
The thing is, that's the point. So that is also part of Christianity, although it depends on whose definition of it you're taking. In Christianity, you will find liberal, and I mean liberal in the original sense of pro-liberty, not mm-hmm. American liberal. You will find liberal practitioners, and you will find ultra-conservative practitioners.
Sure.
You say, yes, this should be forced
because
on everybody.
Because they interpret things differently, right?
Exactly.
In the same way that in Islam, you can find the extremists who will cut heads off of people.
Right.
And then you'll find people like Will Coley who will throw a dance party with some gay people.
Exactly. And so that's also part of the religion, though. A religion is more than the scriptures of the religion. It's also how is this religion practiced. And so just as we rightly criticize Christianity for killing gays in the past,
mm-hmm.
we should certainly be willing to criticize Muslims or anybody else who does that.
Absolutely. And I've got plenty of critique for the Muslim religion. I just don't want to hear lies about it.
Right.
That's
right.
All.
Yeah. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have David in New Mexico, speaking of gay Nazis. David, what's going on?
Word police. It is, the word is tenant, not tenant. The word is tenant, not tenant.
How do you spell that?
And, who said tenants?
Nobody said it, so never mind.
did I mispronounce that?
Are you saying T-E-N-E-T and not T-E-N-A-N-T?
That's correct, sir.
Yeah. So not somebody who rents from you, but a writing, right? A tenant.
That is correct, sir. And I do appreciate your correcting me on I'm actually not the word police. I am the word Nazi.
Oh, really?
But I'm not the gay word Nazi. Just the word Nazi. I'm the straight word Nazi.
So what if you're reading a book written by a gay person? Are you no longer a Nazi about that?
I would never read anything written by a gay person.
Well, how do you know you haven't already?
Really?
Uh-oh. I think you got me there. I think you got... what was I calling about? I forgot already. Oh,
Something about politicians, maybe?
Yeah, Nazis. So this is kind
or
of funny.
Do I repeat myself?
There you go. Being redundant. In New Mexico, in the legislature, which is meeting right now, and remember, New Mexico has been listed by the FBI in New Mexico as the most corrupt state in the nation. And so I found this by,
oh, right,
by
because,
searching.
Because D.C. is not a state, right? Okay, I got you. Go ahead.
Right, yeah. Reporter kicked out of committee meeting, KRQE reporter kicked out of committee meeting in Santa Fe, New Mexico legislature. And There was a news reporter rolling video, you know, the actual press rolling video in a committee room like they do all the time. And when the committee members, one a Democrat and one a Republican, so they're one side's as guilty as the other, noticed they were being recorded, and this happened to be not just by a private citizen, but by the actual press for the news, they kicked them out of the committee room. Presumably they were hiding something. They were talking about some nuclear stuff, some toxic waste stuff, and they didn't want it. It suspected that they didn't want some things to be edited in a way that might be unfavorable to them. So they just kicked the press completely out of the government meeting. And
So there was official press in the courtroom?
In the committee room. Committee room.
Okay, so who kicked them out? Bailiffs?
No, your actual elected, senator, a couple senators, one a Republican and one a Democrat, and they kicked them out of the room. And this is you can find this in many different sources, but it might be fun to use.
Did they physically move him?
No, well, they didn't have to. They told them with their words, "Get the hell out of here!" And the Rachel Knapp reporter got the hell out of there, and then made a stink about it afterwards. And looks like there might be some lawsuits. But it's interesting to read that I'm reading it in KUNM.org, which happens to be the radio station that obstructed my access to their proceedings and in their venue. And they're complaining that they not only that this reporter got kicked out of this committee meeting, but also that their own KUNM reporter got kicked out of another public meeting that there is described in the KUNM.org account of this incident. So that's kind of fun. But welcome to New Mexico, the most corrupt state in the nation, according to the FBI.
The land of entrapment. Isn't that their motto?
Yeah.
Of course,
exactly,
the FBI being one of the most corrupt law enforcement agencies in the nation.
Well, it
so
takes one to know one.
Take that with a grain of salt.
We have pot and kettle going on here, yes. Pot and kettle.
Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it, man.
Yep, have a good one. Yeah, man, there's just so much that it's, you know, tough to be peppy at times, you know. The attitude suffers a little bit.
You mean the frog?
Looking a little green over there,
Pepe.
Buddy.
Pepe.
It's not easy being green.
Isn't he a French frog?
Pepe?
Pepe.
Sounds like a French
Doesn't
name.
He wear the little beret and smoke the little cigarettes, you know what I mean, out of the cigarette holder deal?
Does he?
You be careful out there because, you know, they're putting chemicals in the water. They're turning all the frogs gay.
Boiling frogs.
Gay frogs.
Well, that's about all for our show tonight. Thanks to all of our callers and all of our listeners for tuning in. You can get our archives at freetalklive.com. You're always free to join our Discord chat at discord.lrn.fm. We have a gang of listeners that are almost always on at all times for you to join in the fun. So thanks again, freetalklive.com.
Do you ever feel like you're in jail, a virtual jail, because of your job or maybe your current relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea
builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.